Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Baltimore. Now when you look outside your window, what is it that you see? Them blue lights got you losing freedom. And you think just cause you ain't wearing shackles, you free? Yeah, I be sunning and running these niggas till I rip up meniscus. So pictures conflicted when you spit it, your shit is fictitious. They psychologically lynching the poverty stricken, afflicted by monopoly systems and lottery tickets. But nobody could mention it. It's everybody busy gripping or sniffing. No switch it, the six or the flickers, the clips with the biscuits. Whatever the term, niggas be kicking, never live it when they spitting. So they get hit with the quickness. The game treacherous, leaving the fake separate. One of them real spitters, I'm keeping the wave prevalent. They lame selling it, talking about cane peddling. They faker than the bezel that's placed in the chain crevices. Blue and white circle the block with the same prejudice. So once you gain leverage, try to remain relevant. You lower class men that's trying to chase Letterman. Make the president to be
when
starting to take precedence.
Yeah, come up,
lies.
When the raindrops fall,
wanna get with this, me and my constituents, but we'll remain inquisitive till we get in them Benjamin. So until we get in this, consider this conditioning vigorous with the penmanship, no dismissing this lyricist. One of the few niggas doing it with conviction, and what I'm spitting should be encrypted inside of the scriptures or amongst the hieroglyphs. I'll be drifting the higher wisdom. Niggas giving you water, I'm giving you nitroglycerin. They say the realists never be climbing the station. Your poetry compromised when you go and sign to the majors. Been designed by the maker to coincide with the greatest. Moving so independent, I'm aligned with the paper. So to them people that's skeptical of my dedication, I plan to reach you. I'm digging deeper than excavations. Unique artists, we let it speak with an exclamation. We never sleeping, we eating in the midst of deprivation.
Yeah, come up,
what?
When the raindrops fall,
made me think about life, irony.
Living in the world no different from myself.
We gon' help y'all clear.
Open up your third eye.
Watch out! Watch out for Jake Snakes and decoys. The streets keep your teeth on you.
Talk to your mama.
Oh,
don't get smart when I have a heart to heart.
opposite. There has to be a sun and a moon, a man and a woman, and that's just the way it is. Humanity subsided, and everybody's fighting. How do we restore the peace? Mother Earth is hurting, and everybody's searching for that feminine energy. You gotta talk to us. Like you fight for your sister.
If you knew that somebody dissed her,
how you gonna care for your daughter?
Turn around and talk bad about a mama.
Same way you listen to your auntie.
Never interrupt while she speaks.
Make your words sweet like candy.
As if you were talking to your granny. Yeah.
If you really love her, then
say so.
And if you really need.
Peace and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Do Knowledge Radio, a place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive. We are here on Harriet Tubman Day, our Revolutionary Sunday episode, and we have the revolutionary mind of our sister, talented creative sister, Michelle Blue, in the building. Now, phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. 1755 here, honoring the life and the legacy of the visionary ancestor, warrior ancestor, here during Women's History Month, Harriet Tubman, who brought our ancestors to Tubman City to be free. So we have a representation of that freedom with the freedom, creativity, brilliance of the mind of our sister, Michelle Blue. So again, phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. Becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some present to others. Today's guest here on Do The Knowledge Radio, warrior sister and visionary, Miss Michelle Blue, is in the building. Peace and love, sis.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. Honored to be here today, and especially on a day such as today, honoring our ancestors. Blessings, blessings.
All right, all right. I initially saw you through Sister Ife celebrated Sister Challenge. She got busy all month of February, and I was like, my sister knows some sisters up in here. You understand what I'm
Don't
saying?
Don't you know?
Right. And, you know, I was glad we was able to work this schedule in. I was, you know, either striving to get you during Black History Month or Women's History Month because, you know, they're like akin to one another, especially among our people. And I saw what you do, the services you provide, and also the things that you create from that mind of yours. So I just wanted to take an opportunity to say, hey, you know, we have a platform here where we celebrate entrepreneurship, knowledge, skills, and abilities from our people. But we go the extra step here to seek out our sisters. Whenever we can see a sister doing something remarkable, we have to have her on as much as we can to celebrate that, because that connects us to families. You know, we have young sisters that are out here, and we have to use our platforms in a way to combat the negative stereotypes associated with our current virtual relationship with one another. So, you know, she was celebrating sisters, she's celebrating brothers, we celebrate sisters and brothers here on Do Nas Radio all of the time. So how apropos for us schedules to sync up on a day when we had a visionary leader who saw us in a condition and did not see the circumstance as the end goal. So, you know, many of those types of akin spirits continue to manifest here on the planet. And I believe you coming from Tubman City, you have a visionary goal of using health and wellness as well as a proper visual representation in the mind of fashion to, you know, liberate us from constraints. So I definitely wanted to have you on today, right on this particular day. So as, you know, the will of ancestors would make it manifest and it so to be that you would be here today. So I said a mouthful just now. We always begin here with an introduction so you can take as little or as light, as long as you like to introduce yourself to our listening audience, and we can go from there.
Okay. Probably be quickly. First of all, I'm grateful for Sister Ife. I met her, let's say, probably 7-8 years ago, where I was the co-owner of Upatasana Power Yoga Studio. We were on York Road across from the Center City Theater. And a lot of people don't know, but we were one of the first Black-owned and operated yoga studios around. We weren't limited to, but both of the owners were Black and here from Baltimore. A lot of people don't know that about us, but still that, and that's why we connected off the back, and we have many years of history. I have 18 years in the yoga industry. A lot of people don't know that as well. And I watched it shift through the years, but I tried to stay true to what I do. So I kind of call myself the underground yogi, where I want to reach out to people that I connect with, you know, and mainly in the inner city. Not limited to, don't get that twisted, but that's where my heart is. I've got a lot of community stuff in the city and also going to bring that back very soon. I was operating in West Baltimore. The community classes there will be coming back real soon, so stay tuned for that as well. And so yoga, that's my first passion. I love to share it with my people and anybody who's open to get the message, because you know, it's not about stretching, and that's my message that I want to get out. It's so much deeper. It's about taking a moment for yourself, which is important because especially right now we got a lot going on, you know, those who recognize it and those who don't. But either way, it's about taking that moment for yourself to tap in, to tune in, to connect with your truth, and then share that love and that truth everywhere you go. So that is my first passion, yoga. And then from that, most people know me, Baltimore, born and raised, went to school here, had many businesses here, and don't stop. As I say, businesses, I keep striving because that's my goal, entrepreneurship. And from that, I started Blue Treasures. Those that know me know that I travel, I do yoga, and that's my passion. But I also have a fashion and creative side to me that people don't know about. I used to work for Rockaway Clothing Line for 2 years. And through that, it allowed me to branch out with my travel and my fashion as well. So I crochet. Been doing it since I was 9 years old, and my mom, she sewed. Together, we started Blue Treasures. So we make handmade custom pieces, crochet, fabric. All of my fabrics come from the original root of Africa. And, excuse me, and by way of every way I travel. So the whole theme is African travel, connecting with our ancestors, and then spreading the love of what I do throughout. And I've been getting the support from the yoga world, just from my city in general. And I'm so grateful for every person that has purchased a bag from me, a scarf, a hat, a piece of jewelry, who has taken my class. From the bottom of my heart, I'm so, so grateful. And you inspire me to continue to create and do what I do. So that's pretty much who I am. Oh, don't let me forget my flower pot. Also, got the original idea from Nairobi, Kenya, on flower pots, making these flower pots out of cement and old rags, meaning towels, pieces of cloth, sheets. And doing this, most of my yoga students, I created a campaign for them to bring in their old towels, and I would give them candles in exchange. So I have like a shed full of towels and blankets that I'm continuing to turn into flower pots. That from that, I enjoyed painting them, but also I've been enjoying seeing other people paint them. So I've started these sip and paints, which has been really fun. So we get together, I have the pots prepared, and everybody else gets to paint them. They take that masterpiece home. And it's like, for me, a part of the motherland. I don't see anybody else doing this, and every time I go on the internet and get ideas about this, it always connects back to Africa. So it makes me smile every time I make one of these pots and I see, you know, my friends and my family and other people that come to my sip and paint these pots. So that's what I do. That's pretty much it. Any questions, comments, if you want me to do a sip and paint with you, with your family, no matter how small the crowd, if it's just four of y'all, that's cool. If it's 40 of y'all, that's cool too. So I've been enjoying this. So if you have a birthday party, just you and your family want to get together and share some time together and have some fun and paint and eat and sip if that's your choice. And it's about bringing people together, and it's a community all the way around, from yoga to my crafting. That's who I am, community.
I was about to start clapping up in here, you know what I'm saying, jumping for joy and all of that. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, man. That is the embodiment of this program, without the yoga and the crocheting, you know, but mentally, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually, we weave these things together, you know. But don't get me with no crochet stick or no paint stick, you know.
Hey, don't count it out. You don't know how the creative mind works. Don't count it out.
Right. I'm not saying I run away from it, you know what I mean? But you'd be like, this is what you did in an hour, a sick man, a crooked sick man, like, you know. I believe that's excellent. And for you to say, hey, you know, I call myself the underground yogi, you already know. I was over here, you know, taking it all in. So on your path to entrepreneurship, can you share the story behind the story? You know, you said many people may know you for certain aspects, but there's always a story behind the story. You shared some initially in regards to Blue Treasures and in regards to the yoga studio. What were some of the lessons learned, you know, you being a sister entrepreneur, working to build your brand? What are some of the things, some of the takeaways that you could share, especially with maybe some of the young people that are listening to the broadcast, or people who just had, you know, that mode of thinking to go from thinking to materialization, you know, what can you share in that regard?
First of all, I would like to say, don't quit. Don't quit. It's never easy, but don't quit. And secondly, your thought, your idea, whatever your business venture, whatever weird thing you may think is weird or others may think it is, do it. You'd be surprised. Just do it. We're coming back to a time when we're using our creative minds. I'm seeing it like all around me, the awareness is in the universe. So don't ever think that your idea is too crazy to try. Nothing's worth a try, you know. Don't quit. Just keep going. Keep going. It's kind of like the universe will surround you. Once you put that energy out there that this is what you're going to do, whether it be a business or whatever your gift is you have to share, don't quit. You know, be your biggest fan with it. You're going to have the negative forces, the negative energy. Usually they're a sign that you're going in the right direction. So keep going, keep pushing, and that's what I encourage you to do. So as crazy as I thought that, you know, I started crocheting when I was 9 years old. And how I started Blue Treasures is something I've always wanted to do. I've had a secondhand store before. Most people know me. I'm always selling something I made. And that's probably from the age of 12. And whether it was doing hair, selling beads that I made to do the hair, that's just, I've always had a creative sense with doing it. And I love to share that creative sense and see it on other people, especially my sister. And I was making a point. So, yeah, who would have thought that I was 9 years old when I learned to crochet and had no thought of turning that into a business? But it was Christmas time, and I have a large family, and my friends was like, you know, this Christmas thing, they kind of pressure me behind it. So I say, you know what, I'm going to crochet something for everybody, and my gift's going to come from my heart and my hands this year, you know. And through crocheting them, my yoga students would start seeing the pieces that I would make, and they would say, oh, you're selling this? You want this? And the entrepreneurship in me was like, yeah, you want to buy it? And they was like, yeah, I'll buy it. So from that day on, which was like November 2017, I haven't stopped. Like, I stay up hours crocheting because it's my passion, and I love to see, you know, more so the reaction of people who like what I do, you know. So in saying that, there's a crowd for everything you do. Stay true to what you do and just keep doing it. That's what I got to say.
All right. He was like, I was making a point. Yes, you was, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. He was making that point.
I got lost this way, but okay.
I didn't want to interrupt. He was on the roll. So can we talk a little bit about your spiritual journey?
Okay.
So how did you become Miss Michelle Blue today, and the one who floats on clouds and levitates and all of that? You know what I'm saying?
So that's what everybody thinks, but okay, it's a journey. It's a true, true journey. And like I said, I started yoga 18 years ago. I was living in New York, working for Rockaware Clothing Line, and part of my lifestyle and my job was to travel and to party. And I met this young lady, and she introduced me to yoga. And I was always curious about it, but she took me to my very first class. And when I went there, it was Bikram hot yoga. And so she says, you know, you got too much clothes on. You're going to sweat. And I said to her, no, I'm not going to sweat. I don't sweat. Well, from 18 years ago to this day, I now sweat thanks to yoga. I didn't know that my body needed to sweat at that time. I thought it was a good thing that my body didn't sweat, you know. But that very first class, my first yoga experience, and that day I knew that yoga was part of my journey. I loved the way that I felt, and that feeling that I got was so connected to myself that I was like, everybody got to know about this. Everybody needs to feel this good, you know. When I first took my first class, I said, this yoga thing is the best kept secret. but I got to get this secret out. So I wanted to come back home. You know, I ended up moving back to Baltimore. When I first moved back to Baltimore, I stopped doing yoga for a while. And to let you know how this thing was destined, that very young lady that introduced me to yoga, had I not been doing it like a year or two, I run into her at the mall, and she tells me the same people that I went to there are now here in Baltimore. So that was like that day I got back into yoga. And I knew that I wanted a studio. I wanted to share this. And this was a thing for life for me, you know, and I wanted to share this secret.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I've heard about yoga, and I may have taken a few classes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I may have. You understand what I'm saying? But as far as like the, you know, the terminology and things, and you know, particular lanes and fields or anything like that, yeah. That's about the extent of my knowledge. So you, whether you said it was hot yoga or, you know, some of those things, for, you know,
mm-hmm.
Some of us rockheads out here, you know, can you help us with some of that terminology? And is there a specialty field that you work in? And can you share, you know, some of those lessons learned? You know, you spoke about your personal. What are some of the things that people have given you in regards to testimony? So I know I asked like 17 questions in one, so I'll go back real quick.
I was trying to keep up too.
Right. The, like, you know, as far as yoga, you know, you may know that that's a whole entire field. So is there a specialty, some testimonials you share from that particular specialty? I guess that was it. You see what I'm saying in there.
Okay, when I say hot yoga, that just means that we heat the room. The room doesn't, a lot of people when I say hot yoga, they associate it to Bikram yoga, but I don't teach Bikram yoga. I teach a style of Vinyasa yoga. And when I say hot, I just say that because we heat the room.
Okay.
And I heat the room based off of who's in front of me. But I encourage it because what it does is soften your muscles, and it allows you to be a little bit more open and go into the postures or the moves with ease a little bit more. But don't be afraid, because it doesn't have to be hot. If you're somebody who is just bothered by the heat, that's cool. We turn the heat off. It's about you. It's, you know, we're taught so often to not be selfish. But I have to disagree with that, because we have to take a moment to be selfish with ourselves. Self-care comes first, so that when we deal with others, we can deal with them unselfishly, you know. So, yeah. And also, I try to encourage, a lot of times when we think of yoga, what we see on TV and now what we see on social media, there's always, and even me, I'm guilty of it, you see this pose that people say, there's no way that I can ever do that. But I realize what I try to push and encourage more is that yoga is for everybody. If you can breathe, you can do yoga. And that's what I encourage for breath work. So if you're somebody that thinks that you can't do the moves, come breathe with me. We can breathe together, and that's the form of yoga, and that's the form that will allow you to begin the path of opening up and stop telling yourself what you can't do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was that other question you asked?
As far as the testimony.
Yes. Like I said, I've been out here for a long time. Sister Ife, if anybody read her message she put, which I was so honored that she included me in her month of special sisters. That was so honorary of her. You know, just from her, what the first and foremost testimony is that I come with truth. You know, I'm no magic hocus pocus, you know, like you said, floating on the moon or whatever. I'm just sharing my journey. And then I always pray that whoever I come before, they see that I'm coming from sincerity and from the truth of my heart. So just through yoga, we positive. We encourage each other, It's like it's a community. Encourage each other to be healthy, to breathe together. If it's spiritual for you, connect in that way. Whatever it is that you feel that you're missing or you need to get, you can totally get through yoga if you give it a chance. You know, just it's that thing. It may not be for everybody, but just give it a chance, you know?
Right. Yeah. So I know that, you know, some of the schools and some of the African Center schools have it as a part of their curriculum, along with meditation. So I think these two are akin to one another. Technique and breathing being a foundational pieces of both particular facets, you know, kind of unifying in a sense. Do you incorporate some sort of meditation in what you do? And if so, can you share some of that information?
Absolutely. One of my mantras is breath is life. You know, we stop breathing, what happens? We start living. So
right.
A part of the meditation that I include in my class is very briefly, you know, but it's very prominent, you know, just ever think that being conscious and being aware of what you breathe into your body, what you breathe into your life, and being able to exhale those thoughts of negativity, those things that most of the time don't even have nothing to do with you, but we allow our minds to think it does. So always think of, you know, using your breath as the life you desire, you know, that path that you want, whether it be art, whether it be music, whatever it is that you desire, use your breath to get there, to take you further. So that's a big part of my meditation, is just being conscious about your breath and mindfully setting attention and then connecting that and sending it out into the universe.
All right. So you use these talents and these skills that you possess to bring people together, in essence. Am I saying it accurately?
Say that one more time.
I say use your talents and your skills that you have to bring people together. You know, is that an accurate depiction of a day in the life of Michelle Blue?
Absolutely. That's what I do, and that's what I love to do. Absolutely.
All right, so now I got to ask you about some travel stuff. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so from your perspective, many of our people are locked into the CNN worldview or the National Geographic worldview. So for someone who has traveled, you know, how has it shaped your worldview, and, you know, what were some of those experiences like, and how has that changed your perspective, and do folks need to go travel somewhere, or is, you know, CNN sufficient on its depiction of the planet?
Turn the TV off. Turn it off. just from my experience, the TV version of this big world out here has never been anything I experienced. I don't watch TV, but I'm not ignorant to what's going on. I educate myself, but I just don't connect with TV for that reason alone. A lot of times, in the past, in my younger days, watching TV, it would discourage me or have me afraid to travel. When I would travel, I would be, you know, think it had me in a mindset of fear and not see the beauty of where I was going to experience. And Yeah, turn that TV off because CNN, you know, that version of things. It's been things that I've seen on TV and into countries when those things have been supposedly going on, and I've never seen no. I forgot it even was supposed to be happening. I saw the beauty of where I was traveling to. And so don't be persuaded by TV. Go out there. It's a big, beautiful world. And at the end of the day, we're all connected. So get out there.
All right. So what are some of the most interesting places or spaces that you have traveled to?
I've been to Brazil and actually experienced being in the favelas and the ghetto there. And, you know, coming from Baltimore, I didn't even realize that it was so dangerous as it was being there. So I don't know if Baltimore prepared me to, you know, be ready for the world out here. But I was, you know, right. I was like, this the hood? This the ghetto? Like, you know, I was like, really? You know, and they're like, don't do this, don't do that, you know. So that right there was quite an amazing experience to be right there. And, you know, I took a couple of pictures, but they were like, put the phone away. You can't take any pictures. So it just goes back to show, you know, like I said, the version of what their ghetto was, the version of what
right.
our ghetto is, and then traveling from country to country, you know, that's what I like to see. I don't want to be on a resort, on the beach. Yeah, I do want the beach because I love the beach, but usually I'm going to do the beach with the natives. I'm going to blend in. Maybe that's the Baltimore in me. I live dangerously. But
right.
I want to see where I am, you know.
Right.
So, and I'm not fearful of it. TV didn't scare me away from, you know, don't do this. It's like if you're a safe person, you pray about being safe wherever you are. You just change the location, you know.
Right. So Baltimore and Brazil. Brazil got a ghetto. I'm going to write that down on my list. You know, I've been
yeah,
to some places
you
on the planet.
It,
you know, I've been to some places on the planet, you know, and some places across the United States. I was like, this the ghetto? All right. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Let's see. I've been to Amsterdam. I love the... the happiness of everybody, you know, you bounce somebody, you bump into them, and they're just, oh, excuse me, they're saying sorry
right.
when you bounce them, so,
right.
you know, I just love the freedom and the happiness, you know, nobody was caught up on anything, everybody was just happy, you know, and
yeah.
it just put me in a happy space that, you know, we could all be like this, you know. And,
I thought it was just me. I really did. I really thought it was just me. I went to Amsterdam, like, 13 times I was like, ain't nobody even, you know what I mean? You know, you some places
yeah,
people mugging you and all this other. I was like,
nah,
I was like,
know?
Man, you know, if everything else was on
yeah.
fire, I'd be right here, you know, and everything would be chill. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly,
like, nah,
exactly.
Yeah,
Jamaica. I love Jamaica. That's as close as you're going to get to the motherland. I love Jamaica. I love the people. I love the crafting side, the handwork. So that's where I go when I connect, when I go to Jamaica. Trinidad, the same thing. I've been going to Trinidad for a long time. My best friend's from Trinidad. So she took me there long, long, long ago, and I haven't stopped yet. It's like family. I love the culture, the food. It goes on and on and on.
All right.
So travel, people, get out there. It's a place out there for you in this world.
So did you ever take a trip to the continent?
I've been to Thailand, and I stayed in Thailand for a month. And at the time that I went to Thailand, I thought about moving there.
Mm.
That's how much I loved it at that time. But there's been a lot of changes there since. A lot of things is taking place there with the government. But at the time that I went, Thailand was beautiful. It was a great place. Lots of yoga. I did lots of yoga there. Food was great, connected with nature. And if you put a little bit of effort to embracing their culture, they put a whole lot of effort of showing you their culture.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So y'all hear that, family? Y'all got to go travel, go see the world, you know. Sister Michelle, she's taking folks on tour. You see what I'm saying? Yoga across the globe.
That's what
we're
working on. That's what we're working on. That's my next move. That's my next move.
So, you know, if you can do one of those postures, you can get you a passport. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, if you could, you know, do a handstand or something, you know, you can get a passport, get some stamps on your passport, you know. So, you know, Sister Michelle is going to take you across the world, okay? And turn the heat up, you know, get you out your comfort zone and stuff, you know. That's good. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, I mean, that's remarkable. You know, I've been to some places, you know, myself. I've been to Mecca twice. I've been to Kemet once. I've been to Turkey, been to Denmark, been to, you know, the Netherlands. A lot of different places in Europe. I was, you know, in the military, so I was stationed in Germany twice. So I was over there. So I was like, might as well see, you know, some of the stuff. And it's closer and, you know, more economically sound to Africa. So, you know, of course I went to a couple of places, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Sudan, some of those places.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what it means. You know, I know what you mean in regards to, you know, travel. Changing your worldview. You know, so definitely. And I got to find where our people are and talk to our people, you know, and party with our people.
Connect.
I ain't no Frankenstein. You understand what I'm saying? You know, many of us get conscious and they, you know, forget they get two left feet or something like that. I'm not one of them folk. You understand?
Right.
You know, yeah, culturally, we come from folks who party. You see what I'm saying? I know my mom and them be the last one on the dance floor. You know, first one on, the last one off. You know, they're cutting the lights on and stuff, talking about you got to go, dancing to the door.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I honor them through, you know, whatever medium that is, you see. So, dance and song and veneration and, you know, from many aspects of the culture. So, definitely. So how has things been going business-wise? What's some business tips, you know, other than what you gave us at the beginning that you can, you know, give to some young people? Is there like a young contention to what you do? Are you teaching some young folks the art of business, the art of yoga? You know, can we hear some of that?
Yes, absolutely. Always my love for the youth. Always, throughout the summer, I work with the team program, through a basketball program they had through the inner city. I work with the door program over East Baltimore. And the list goes on, not to name everybody, call them out, but those know who. But, yes, absolutely. I love working with youth. I do a lot of volunteer work with youth and because that's where it all starts. You know, this is a day and a time that, you know, they need us. So we got to be there.
Definitely.
They're the next leaders.
That's right. Because if we don't snatch them up, nobody's going to snatch them up, you know, and have them doing something strange for a piece of change, you know. And so, you know, that shift in thought. I'm curious to, you know, what some of their thoughts are in regards to, you know, what you do, you know, young people, the youth in yoga, if that's a thing, you know, are they more, what's your demographic or group of people more susceptible, and which demographic of groups amongst our people or age range is least likely, or you get the most friction from, if that's a thing?
Usually I like to start with 12 years of age, but that's not limited to, because at some of the basketball camps, a lot of the kids start at 6. So the earlier, the better. But, yoga is important for our youth because it's so much around them. There's so many distractions. There's so many forces around them. So it teaches them discipline, first and foremost. It teaches them themselves how to be leaders and not followers, you know. And I am working with a friend of mine, and we're talking. It's not in motion yet, but usually when I start talking with somebody, it materializes. But we're actually working on a program, and through this program, we're going to train youth to be yoga teachers. And somehow we're going to work this out where it'll be free from them, but they're going to give back through service. So that is actually in the making right now. And through that, we're hopeful of building back up our community.
All right. Yeah, I was in Baltimore a couple of years ago. We did something called the Conscious Olympics with my brother, Jobs, PFK Boom, 300 Gangsters, a couple of folks out there got together, and we did welcome the scholars back to school. I think it was like 100 black men or something like that. And I was reflecting on that, you know, even just being there. You understand what I'm saying? Like, our youth are amazing. You know, our youth are amazing. If they are in an environment that is welcoming to their creative genes, you see what I'm saying? So whatever folks hone in on with their creative skills and talents, this is what, you know, the culture vultures exploit. These are the same things that we should embrace and cultivate, you know. So when they saw those lines of black men out there, different facets of different professions, stations in life, you know, telling them you're great, you're brilliant, you know, have a great day, scholar. We believe in you. We love you.
That's right.
I saw two things. I was like, where was this at when I was coming up? You understand? One.
Right.
And two.
Right.
It was kind of like, you know, two halves of the same whole. You saw in the eyes of the youth who got that at home and who never seen it before in their life. They didn't have to say anything. It was just there. It was present on their face. You know, it was some of that energy, some of that vibe. I was like, wow, okay. You know, we see older people at our schools all the time. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
they wasn't there welcoming nobody
right,
to school.
Right,
you understand
right,
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that, imagine the dynamic. Imagine the warfare that could have been stopped. You see what I'm saying? All the way
so
through.
It's up to us to create those environments. That's exactly right.
Now, if you showed out now, you know, somebody was ready to give you a whooping all the way to the house. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But the inverse, you didn't get the inverse. You know, you didn't get the opposite of that equation, you know, where you know, folks might have been telling you, you better get your behind the school or whatever, if your teacher still lived in your community, because that became a divisive tool to where we were being taught by people who didn't live in our community, you know. We were being policed by people who didn't live in our communities any longer either.
Mm-hmm.
And that sent a very clear message, you know, to their view of us as youth, you know. So, you know, we would see that go across the nation and all the way up to the highest realm of politics, you know, with the super predators and the three strike laws and all of those things, you know. So these are all after effects of these, you know, types of infiltrations and exploitations of our community. So definitely with these opportunities that present themselves to recreate the new normal, you know, because there's a lot of new normals being, you know, placed in our spaces and in front of our faces. So, controlling our narrative and, you know, continuing on that legacy, you know, on Tubman Day, you know, with you being here sharing this message of empowerment. So for the family that's listening, if you have a question or a comment for Sister Michelle, that phone number 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. We got time for a couple of phone calls before we get out of here. We don't want to mess with our sister's day. She's got a lot going on. So, you know, you're going to go to the phone line very quickly. You can ask a question or your comment or whatever you have. We're going to Erico 216. Erico 216. You are on live Through Knowledge Radio. You have a question or a comment for our sister, Michelle Blue.
Yes, hello. My name is Patricia, calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Hi, Patricia.
Hi. First time caller.
Welcome.
I'd like to know, this show, I mean, is it dealing with a variety of it related to Black folk or healing or so I just want to get the gift of the show.
Well, we are here with our sister Michelle, and she does some pretty amazing things, amazing gifts, amazing talents. So she's here to share her message of empowerment with our people in regards to health, in regards to wellness, in regards to entrepreneurship. So we have different guests here on the platform weekly, and, you know, we allow them to share their message. Mm-hmm. So if you have a particular skill that you do that you want to share with the people, you know, with our people, you have the opportunity to do this. We do a talk last week, Tuesday, every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in from the hours of 1 to 3 and promote your business. You know, promote your skills, promote your talents, promote your vision, share your message with our family. So it's not just limited to the particular guests. It's limited to, it's open to, you know, our people everywhere, wherever we are.
Okay. Well, I have a question. I'm going to make this as quick as I can, but descriptive as I can. Fall 2017, was diagnosed with 0 to 1 first stage breast cancer. And of course, it was suggested by the surgeon, the doctor, that I do the lumpectomy and radiation. Did the lumpectomy, not the radiation. Did a recent mammogram, and it showed that the calcifications were there, but maybe she didn't get it all or whatever. And I'm doing the alternative and obviously not telling her of what I can afford. I know you're not a doctor, so I'm going to preference that. I started to do yoga, sound healing, meaning with, you know, listening to life frequencies and all that. What were other, possibly suggestions which you might have for me on doing breath work, meaning deep breathing? Yes, probably coming and doing veganism for a period of time while I heal with this. And I just don't want to have any more lumpectomies or any surgeries, and definitely not any radiation. Someone was telling me medical intuitive about soursop or graviola herb, that could, for what I researched briefly, is a antioxidant that has healing qualities. So anyway, if you could share with me your answers or wisdom and suggestions. Thank you.
I just want to say peace and blessings to you and your journey. And from my experience, yoga, the breath work, sticking with the breath work, because through the breath, we have the power of healing. When we consciously breathe into our bodies and do that breath work, we can heal our bodies through that breathing. I'm not a doctor or anything or have no type of experience in the medical field. I just know that the power of the breath and what it can do to heal your body. So I would suggest to you to stick with the breath work that you've been doing and go deeper with it, connect to it more.
Okay. Do you have any knowledge around Qigong, too, because that's what I've started doing as well?
No, I really don't have any knowledge of it, but from my experience, I know some people that do it, and they says yes, I would connect with it as well. Any method, sister, that you can take that's natural, connecting with your body, with your spirit,
right.
I would say go for it. I would say absolutely go for it, because we are the true healers of our bodies, you know?
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, thank you very much.
And I wish you well in your journey. Peace and blessings. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, we're going to go to area code 310. Area code 310. You want live with Sister Michelle Blue. You have a question or comment.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Michelle,
hello.
Good morning. Hey. It's your bestie, Heidi.
Heidi, blessings,
blessings.
Love
you,
sister.
And
love
peace,
you.
My sister. I love you. Oh,
I
my
love
God, this interview is amazing. And good morning.
Appreciate
to your
sister.
Friend. I'm sorry, I don't know his name. And this part of
knowledge.
It.
Knowledge.
Oh, knowledge. Blessings and peace to you, too. I am
bless
the best friend she was talking about.
Okay, bestie, hey, bestie, Trinidad
friend.
In the house, right? Let's go.
Thank you. I'm here in Houston. Got up in time to listen to all of this, all of our wonderful journey that I
have. Appreciate you.
I know, I love you. I've been a part of her life for what, Michelle, like, what, 10 years, darling?
We probably like 12.
12 years.
Yeah.
I taught in her yoga studio. We travel and do yoga together. We travel around the world together. A part of her children's life, her grandchildren's life, her mama's life, her daddy's life. And I just want to say, she is an amazing woman, an amazing human being who gives love, love, love. Regardless of what comes her way, she always ends with love. She always lends with blessings and peace, and you will always be blessed by God. I love you. I don't want to keep you guys. I know there are other people in queue, and we're listening, and we're giving you guys, I mean, knowledge. You've been to Africa, and that's where we're going next.
That's right.
I've been to Ghana. I touched a little bit of Nigeria, but we definitely, Africa is another stop for us, and, you know, all the best to both of you sharing all of this wonderful radio program and having Michelle on. I thank you for having my sister, my bestie on. She deserves it. And you guys have a great day. Love you.
Thank you, sis. Love you.
Love you.
Okay, love you. Talk to you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You see this family reunion we got going on?
That was
her.
A surprise.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. They listening. Love y'all.
All right. We're going to go to the 443. You want live with Sister Michelle Blue.
Hello. Am I on?
Yes, you're on,
hello,
brother.
Peace.
Hey, this is David calling from California.
Hey
Blue.
Hey, David.
Hey,
David,
please. Hey, how you doing? I'm just giving you guys a little support. I know you had the sister on just to give you guys the thought that, you know, she's always been this type, really. I've been knowing Blue, what, almost 30 years now, right? We got, you know, we know each other, right?
We got history.
Been, and I'm going to tell you, Blue was not going to work for nobody. Okay, so she had to try to figure some things out, you know. It was always peace and love, you know. We spent many days, you know, just chit-chatting about how you're going to try to change the world, what can we do to change the behaviors of our people and all this kind of stuff. We've done it all, you know. And here she is, I love to see what she's morphed into and you know, that you have on this platform. I appreciate it, brother. You're doing your thing. I love it. You know, just keep doing it. And Michelle, you know, I'm just here to support you doing this.
Love you, David. This. Love you. Love you.
Love
appreciate you,
too. You,
brother. Always.
This whole who we celebrating today?
Tubman Day, your city, brother. Tubman Day. Tubman Day, your city.
Harriet Tubman, right? Because I would ride with it, you know, and I would carry the rifle. So I appreciate it. It is like what 10 o'clock in the morning here now. I'm getting ready to go to work, but you know, I wanted to call in. And
I appreciate you taking time out your busy day.
I got you
right.
Back. Don't worry about it. Not keep doing your thing. Okay, love you.
All right.
Love you, David.
Appreciate
love
you, brother.
All right.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing right there. You see, that it's proof, you know, it's proof that you said you spread love wherever you go. Okay, we got the testimonies over here, you know. We got the receipts and stuff.
What a surprise.
You know?
What a surprise. I'm grateful, blessed, grateful.
Right, right, right. So, yeah, I mean, final remarks, anything you want to share, anybody you want to acknowledge? Anything you want to plug, anything you got coming up, and also how folks can support what you do and how they can link up with you via social media.
First of all, as I said, stay tuned, stay listening. I'll be bringing back my community classes in West Baltimore, Baltimore City. So listen out for that. The details will be coming soon. Secondly, if you want to reach me for yoga, my Facebook, Instagram, Michelle Blue, Blue Treasures, The Culture Urban Yoga Den, are three ways you can reach out to me through Instagram or Facebook. My website, www.shopbluetreasures.com, many ways to reach out to me. See what I have going on. There's always something new. If you want to do a sip and paint for your family, your friends, your organization, reach out to me. I would love to share that creative thing with you. And that's about it.
All right. I think we got one more caller, you know, before we go. I'm out of here.
Okay.
Area code 443. 414 on live with System Chef.
Hello?
Hello?
Peace, hello. Peace.
Hey, how are you?
Great,
this
thank
is Mark
you.
From Florida. How are you doing, Michelle?
Mark, what's up, Mark? Hey, thanks for showing love, Mark.
I really enjoyed the interview. It was very knowledgeable. I like the part when you mentioned about traveling and not necessarily taking your the views off of TV, because you have mentioned that before, and then I took your advice and I'm definitely ready to travel. That's one
thing. Time, my brother.
And then to hear knowledge, how many places you've been to? Also, I mean, you've been all over the world. Also,
right. He said a few places, right?
A few. Hey, didn't he say Amsterdam like 13 times or something?
He said a few places. Some places I could have did without going. You understand what I'm saying? You know, some places I could have did without. I was in the military, so you already know. Couple of spots I could have skipped over. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. But it was part of your journey, brother.
Right. Yes, it was. I really, it's raining here where I am today, and I'm inside the house just chilling, and I heard the broadcast, and I'm really, really excited for you, Michelle.
You, brother, taking time out your day.
You have no idea how much you inspire me in so many ways, so keep it up and continue on your journey. Love and peace.
I appreciate you, brother. Much love.
And thanks for letting me call in, Knowledge. And you got a good show. Now that I'm a I'm going to continue to listen.
All right. I appreciate it. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Brought the whole squad out today. You understand what I'm saying? Brought the whole squad.
My phone over here blowing up. People, I forgot about texting me. Okay. Much love.
Uh-oh.
Much love. I appreciate the love. Always. Always.
Right. Right. So your yoga mat is your passport to the universe, okay?
That might
be a physical passport to get to some location, but that inner underground railroad that need to be cultivated in you. You got your yoga mat, you know. You got some etheric designs that, you know, the ancestors put on your heart and your spirit. And I've seen, you know, your models out there, looking amazing and even more amazing.
And those are real
live
people. Those are
right.
Not
yeah.
to cut you off, but those are real live people who actually brought my stuff. So when I say my models are the dopest, I say that because I'm appreciating every time they support what I do. So those are actual people who brought stuff from me. They're not just people that I'm saying put this on real quick for me. So I'm grateful.
We know you ain't showing out for the gram, sis. You know, we know you. you know. Well, I definitely want to thank you for your time, your attention, your ancient wisdom, the jewels that you dropped, and, you know, introducing us to aspects of your family over here. You know, shout out to your bestie and everybody who called in to support you. So you should know, you know, through confirmation that the love is real and the love that you give to the world is reciprocal. You know, it comes back to you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get up out of here, and I want to thank you for your time again. Hopefully we get another opportunity for you to come back on and promote and, you know, give us an update, you know, with the litiation that you got going on. You understand what I'm saying with this? With this youth and empowerment in regards
Absolutely.
To them being teachers and, you know, any if you want them to come on or whatever, however you want to work it, we can
Absolutely.
Work it.
Absolutely.
I'm here as a resource. I'm here to facilitate. Go ahead, sir.
I'm honored and it's such a pleasure, and I'm blessed to use this platform, and I look forward to coming back and, you know, stay tuned because it just encourages me to do more.
So, that's right.
Stay tuned. Listen out. I appreciate everybody for taking time out on their Sunday. So much love.
All right. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to get out of here. You have a great day. Peace and blessings to you. Shout out to you and your loved ones. Shout out to you and your family.
Peace and blessings to all. Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy your day. Hopefully I'll see somebody soon in a yoga class or rocking some of my wear. Peace and blessings.
Right. All right. Peace and blessings. Peace. All right, family. We're going to get up out of here right now. If you like what you heard, subscribe to the show here. One more shout out to my sister, Michelle Blue, for coming through. Her wonderful message of love, empowerment, motivation, and inspiration. It touched my soul. You know, touch my soul. So, again, if you like what you heard, you can subscribe to the show here, www.blogtalkradio.com/DothaKnowledgeRadio. That's DothaKnowledgeRadio. Check us out at our e-commerce site, our website, www.DothaKnowledgeRadio.com. You can follow the show on Instagram, KnowledgeBorn Alive 357 on Instagram, on Twitter, at KnowledgeBorn15 on Twitter. Check our YouTube channel out, Do Knowledge Radio on YouTube. We're thankful for everybody who called in, everybody who showed support, and everybody who will view these archives in the future. If you are looking to be a guest on the show, you can email me at doknowledgeradio@gmail.com or DM me on either one of those social media sites that I named. If you would like to donate to our broadcast, you can do so via the Cash App, and it's cash.me/KnowledgeBornAllah, and via our PayPal, paypal.me/DoNowledgeRadio. Again, shout out, love, and honor to our sister Michelle Blue for coming through. Make sure y'all go and support her. Blue Treasures, sign up for the yoga classes, get busy, get active. Let me scream out the website one more time. I believe I still got it up right here. Yeah. www.shopbluetreasures.com. Make sure I go and check out that website, make some purchases, you know, get into the classes, and, you know, let's get active, let's get motivated, and let's be empowered. So with that, say peace, love, black power to my family. Happy Tubman Day. Shout out to Tubman City. And we are gonna get up out of here.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
There must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory.
Night nurse.